Rahman Ar-Rahim, speaking about the preferability of starting with the right hand side, using the right hand, entering with the right foot, and all those things that are honorable, those things that are commendable, those things that are clean, etc. in Shariat, and starting with the left hand side, left hand, left foot, entering with the left leg, and also at the same time, in this today's hadith we'll see, even when a person is cutting his hair, which side he should start with when cutting the hair. So when wearing the clothes, we start with the right hand side first. Removing the clothes, we move the left hand. When wearing our shoes, we start with the right foot. When we're removing our shoes, we start with the left foot. So as a simple rule, something that is, so any item of clothing we're wearing, we start with the right side. When we're removing it, we remove with the left hand side. When we are going into a place that is more noble than where we are, then we go into it with the right foot. And when we're leaving, for example, we're going into the masjid that is a much more noble, respectable place, we enter with the right foot. And when we're leaving it, we leave with the left foot. Like that, our houses are sanctified, they're respected, they're places of protection for us. When we're entering the home, we enter with the right foot. When we're leaving the home, we leave with the left foot. So all these things Sharia teaches us. And we see how careful Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Yesterday's hadith we did, that when the day before's hadith we did, that when the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that when her ghusl also was taking place, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed the ladies that were giving the ghusl, that this is how you do it, you start with the right hand side. So even when we're doing our ghusl also, we start with the washing the right hand first, and then we start with the mouth, and then we start with the nose, and then thereafter we start with the right hand side of the washing the private parts, at any dirt that's there, then we start with the right hand side of the body, then we go with the left hand side. So much of etiquette is taught to us, which things to do with the right. When cutting the nails, we start from the right hand side. Nails of the foot also, we're starting from the right hand side. So all these things are shown to us in Shariat. We're not left yatim, that now we have done anything haphazard. It's teaching us many things, but from amongst the things we are being taught is that we must be organized. In Shariat, we are taught to be organized. Everything we do it methodical, not just haphazard. I'm thoughtful in what I'm doing. I'm thoughtful in the way my approach is. I'm even thoughtful in the way I organize my desk. I'm thoughtful in the way that I organize my shelf. So all these things we see that are taught to us. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullahi would give great emphasis. If you take out something from a certain place, make sure that the thing is put back exactly in that place, because the next person that wants to use it, wants to find it, he knows where to find it in the house. If we took out, example, one glass from one place and we left it somewhere else, the next person that needs to use that glass, he doesn't find it there. He gives the example of a lamp. In those days, they would use lamps if they need to go out to toilet, etc. If I use the lamp and I took it and I left it in another place in the night, somebody else needs to use the lamp, they don't know where to find the lamp. So this is also taught to us, that what we find, we put it back in the same place. All this has been taught to us by a system of exercise, and one daily exercise routine practice from the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is right hand side, left hand side, simple things, but it's teaching us how to be organized. So today's hadith, an Anas radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ata minan fa atal jamrata faramaha thumma ata manzilahu biminan wa nahara thumma qala lilhallaq خذ وأشار إلى جانبه الأيمن ثم الأيسر ثم جعل يعطيه الناس متفق عليه. وفي رواية لما رمى الجمرة ونحر نسكه وحلق ناول الحلاق شقه الأيمن فحلقه ثم دعا أبا طلحة الأنصاري رضي الله عنه فأعطاه إياه ثم ناوله الشق الأيسر فقال احلق فحلقه فأعطاه أبا طلحة فقال اقسمه بين الناس. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم arrived in Mina, where he proceeded to the Jamaratul Aqaba and he stoned it. This hadith is speaking about the third day when a person goes for Hajj. On the third day, three things that are done. This is the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. Three things that are done in sequence, and the fourth thing not necessarily done in sequence. But the three things that need to be done in sequence, so after a person spends the night in Muzdalifah, so the first thing he does, he goes to Mina and he stones, what we call stoning the shaitan. So he stones the shaitan, And then a person, what he does qurbani, and after qurbani he shaves the head. So these are the first three things, according to us, Hanafiya, these three things have to be done in order. In other words, stoning the shaitan first, then qurbani, what we know as dhamme shukar, then what a person does, is the third thing that he needs to do, is he shaves the head. So these three things need to be done in this specific order. Then the fourth thing that is done is tawaf ziyara. Person makes the tawaf ziyara, the one which is normally very difficult because the crowds are swelling at that time, very difficult before he comes back to Mina. So this hadith is what it's speaking about. On that day, on the 10th day of Zil Hijjah, these three things that are done, stoning the shaitan, then person making the qurbani, then the person shaving his head. So speaking, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam on this day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Mina, where he proceeded to the Jamaratul Aqaba and he stoned it, the shaitan. He then went to his accommodation in Mina and sacrificed an animal. He then said to the barber, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the person that was cutting his head or shaving his head, we are taught that there is more reward for shaving the head. When a person goes for Umrah and he goes for Hajj, there is much more reward for a person shaving his head. Nowadays you find that in this place in Marwa, that when a person finishes off the hair, so here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shaved his hair, and before that barber could start shaving his hair, not the barber, but the person that was shaving his hair, referring to him as a barber here, the person that was shaving his hair, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to the right hand side of his head, and he told him that start from here. He then, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after pointing to the right hand side, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to the left hand side, and then he told him, now start shaving. In other words, start from the right, and then go to the left. After this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed the hair amongst the people. This hair that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed, ulama of the opinion that whatever hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam you get nowadays, is on that occasion, the Hajjatul Wada of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he distributed the hair for barakat. So here we learn that there is such a thing as barakat, taking blessings from the Anbiya alayhi salam, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is such a thing as taking barakat. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed it to the sahaba that were present. Another narration has it, then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stoned the jamara, the shaitan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sacrificed an animal, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended shaving his head. He presented his right hand, slightly different narration, or slightly different variation in this narration. Nabi alayhi wa sallam didn't point to his head, he presented the right hand side to the person. The person that was cutting, Nabi alayhi wa sallam presented the right hand side of the head to the barber, and he shaved it. He then, Rasulullah sallam then called for Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, and he gave him the hair. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then presented, Nabi physically presented the left hand side of his head to the person that was cutting his hair, and he said, shave it. He then shaved it, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the hair to Abu Talha radiallahu anhu and said to him, distribute it amongst the people. Ulama explained that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, the right hand side he gave it to him, the hair, and the left hand side again he gave it to him, but he told him, this you distribute it amongst the people. Ulama explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a habit, it was his style, that he would remunerate any person that did him any favor. Nabi alayhi salam would remunerate him, means repay him. He would repay that person, whichever way he could repay him. Somebody showed some kindness, he would repay him with kindness. Somebody gave him a gift, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repay him with a gift. Somebody said some kind words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repay with kind words. So Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he was the person that dug the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how do you repay a person that digs your qabr? In other words, you're not there, you're not present. How do you repay him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repaid him in advance. He gave him the Mubarak hair on that occasion. 3 months later, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. But in advance, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him something. One of the reasons, one of the hikmats in the wisdom, ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for him on this occasion and gave him this Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One other masra that comes out from here is that it is preferable to a person to slaughter his animal in Mina. Here we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered his animal in Mina. Otherwise, anywhere in the haram area, it is permissible for a person to slaughter his animal. Shaving the head, we learnt, is an act of worship during Hajj. It is much, much superior than a person trimming it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua 2 times for the person that shaves his hair Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua one time for the person that trims his hair. It is permissible to take blessings from the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It is permissible to keep it in one's possession also. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.